So we're here with Tyler Oakley, the YouTube sensation who's back here at MSU. First, how does it feel to be back on campus?
It is so nice. I come back every year because this is home to me. I'm from Okemos, so I grew up on Hagedorn. Then I moved right down the road to East Wilson Hall. And it's always good to be back, but this year feels especially special. Everyone is so nice to me. So it's very heartwarming. It's not so bad.
So take me back exactly 10 years this month. The Raindrops video, one of the first ones that you uploaded to YouTube.
So today was the first day of school that it rained on my way to classes, and I woke up.
What President's Hall were you in, and what was going through your mind when you did that?
So I was in 420 East Wilson Hall, irony aside, and I was a freshman. I had just moved in. I had just kind of discovered that YouTube was a place not just for like one-off cat videos or skits or whatever, but a place where people can upload and talk to just a camera. That weekend I discovered somebody named William Sled, and he was somebody who had 100 videos of him just talking to the camera, and I was mesmerized. And so from there I thought, well, I have a camera, I could do this maybe. And so I uploaded my first video, and it was just a way to keep in touch with friends and tell stories and talk about my life. And then over time, more and more people watched, and it kind of became a thing.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and I am here at the White House.
And I am here with the one and the only First Lady herself, Michelle Obama.
Harry Washington.
Shawn Mendes, everybody.
Celine Dion.
Here with the one and only Ellen DeGeneres.
Did you think, even at that time, that it would blow up to what it is now?
Absolutely not. I mean, nobody had any clue that it could be a job or a career or anything more than a hobby. Like, I couldn't grasp that I could even reach a lot of people. I was just doing it to keep in touch with friends. There was no marketing scheme behind it in ways that I think a lot of people create nowadays with an intention or a hope of going big or, something. Back then, it was not even in the realm of possibilities, so it didn't even cross my mind.
So since then, 10 years has gone by. Things have changed. Your hair is a little different. You have the acorn tattoo.
Yeah.
How has it changed you to be so popular and on this platform?
I think it has. One of the coolest things about YouTube is it has opened my eyes as to how others are experiencing the world. I came from a really accepting high school. I went to Michigan State, where I had such a great experience in the dorms. I felt like really comfortable and safe in a lot of ways. And then when I joined YouTube, I saw that not everybody had the same experience. And if anything, many people had a lot of disadvantages and lack of privileges that I had. And I think the internet really opened my eyes as to what's really going on, how I might be able to use my privilege to help those that are out there. And it opened my eyes that just because it's a digital platform doesn't mean that it's not making an impact in some way. And so kind of giving me a chance to hopefully do good is my goal for this.
I've noticed, as a gay man of color, you have a lot of LGBTQ content, and it's very inclusive of that.
I'm here with the one and only Janet Mock.
Hi.
How are you?
Evan Lowe was the very first openly gay Asian American to be elected to City Council of Campbell, California. Like, you hear about the I Have a Dream speech in elementary school, and I just feel like, how cool would it be for young queer kids to know that a gay man helped give that speech an audience?
Is that something that you've chosen, and why do that?
Yeah, to me, I mean, it never was my intention to maybe get into activism or talk about serious stuff. Like, I always was like, this is just for fun. And then when I realized that, like, there's a chance for me to teach people or to shine a light on people or to even give my microphone to other groups of people that might not have the same opportunity, I feel like once I knew that, there was, like, no going back to not doing it, because I felt like, okay, well, now I know the good that can happen. I can't resist doing that too. Like, of course I still want to do dumb, stupid, funny things on the internet, but when it comes to, for example, I did a series called Chosen Family, and it was for Pride Month, and it was shining light on different aspects of being queer. And to me, I think a lot of what media shows is the white gay experience, And so I wanted to talk about other people within the community and other stories and maybe our history and maybe the future, and not just talk about my narrative that I had been sharing for 10 years, but give that month to people that I think deserve it more or haven't gotten a chance to tell it. So not necessarily me telling those stories, but passing that mic to them and saying, what would you want to share?
Tyler Oakley, thank you for spending some time and being so generous with your time to join us here at WKAR.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for listening.